it's changed a fair bit. As you say, obviously that comes with results, you know. A lot of boys maybe felt as if we hit a kind of an all-time low over the season at Oldham. It was a hard one to take. We had a good first half there and then concede a stupid goal. But I think it says a lot about the dressing room, the way we've reacted since. We've picked up good points and hopefully we can continue that with the remaining games.
I suppose it's in many ways a little unfortunate for you that Oldham and Fleetwood Town are doing exactly the same.
Yeah, that's right. They're hitting a good bit of form as well, but we can't be sitting hoping they're going to drop points. We've got to get in our head that they're going to pick up the points in their games in hand, and we need to focus on their own games. Obviously, that starts with Saturday with another team that's below us in the league, so we need to keep our form going and keep the morale good in the dressing room, which it has been most of the season, and all pull together in the one direction out in the park.
I think we can be guilty of blowing things out of proportion in the media, Jim, but in that dressing room right now, the next month is the biggest month of your careers, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. No, and you look at teams that's done well in this league this year, it's probably squads that's been together for maybe 2, 3, 4 years. If we can do well enough in the next few weeks and stay in the league, the squad will be together next year, another year further on, and hopefully we can look to be going the other way in the league. But the next months, we know it's going to be tough. We've got tough games, obviously, with teams down and about us as well. So we'll take it a game at a time and hopefully we can do the business.
It's big pressure. Do you take it home with you, this pressure? Or can you leave the training ground or leave Bloomfield Road and go home and live your life completely normally?
I don't think you can live it completely normally, but I think it's important to be able to switch off as well and not be constantly worrying about it. I've been involved in a couple of relegation kind of scraps up the road in Scotland, you know, and you hopefully you're a better player for the experiences. So we've got a youngish squad here. Hopefully some of the older heads can maybe help the younger ones through at the end of the day. But I don't think it's important that it's racing through your mind constantly. You know, we come in here, we train hard, all the preparation's done properly for the games, then it's just up to us come the Saturdays to get the game plan right.
In some ways, do you look at it and think, how have we found ourselves in this position? There were times where you had a couple of games in hand. Had you won them, you were on a good run, you'd have been mid-table, away from all this, but you didn't.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know where that comes with being a kind of young squad as well. You know, you look back over the season, any time when we've been on a good run, it's probably when we've been our most vulnerable, because we've been on a good run and then out of the blue, we've maybe lost a game 2-0, 3-0, or whatever, and then back to square one, we go on a bad run again. But I think, as you said before, if we manage to stay up, we'll be the better for that experience next year, you know, in terms of we're going on good runs and stuff like that, being more switched on to losing, because we've seen it this season, 1-4 or not been beaten in 4, and then you go 5-6, we don't pick up any points, you know, so we'll be the better for that next year if we can manage to do the business between now and end of the season.
Just been making a point to the manager that you were part of the squad opening day at Colchester. 5 players that started last week started then. So there's been quite a lot of change since.
Yeah.
How much better is this squad equipped now than it was back then?
Yeah, I think so. Touch on not so much younger boys, but there's a lot more games under their belts now as well. And You can see improvements throughout the season. Although we've had dips in form, you can see improvements. There's games where we've lost, where we've deserved at least a point, but it's maybe just a wee bit naive in front of goal or not taking our chances and stuff like that. But the squad, the manager's recruited well between the start of the season and now, so I'd say the squad's definitely stronger.